Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Thank you, Mitchell, and Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. We are rolling and rocking and rolling. The Huskies are home with basketball this weekend. Michigan Tech hockey is on the road. An exciting ending to Michigan Tech football season with a victory to go 6-4 on the year. And congratulations to all of those seniors who ended up having the most wins out of any class since the early 70s at Michigan Tech football. Wes Fromm also in the studio here today on this Tuesday morning. And Wes, we were just kind of chatting. It is kind of a weird situation here. We're not a lull, but we have a lot less sports going on here for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's after pretty much everybody in action last weekend with both basketballs and hockey and then soccer, football, volleyball. It's we're down to just three of those sports and a couple of basketball games this weekend. Of course, the hockey games out in Anchorage as well. So a little bit lighter schedule, but still enough going on for our home fans to come out and see some basketball. First time to see the women's team in action at home on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Taking on Minnesota Duluth, so a good weekend as we head into the holiday week next week.
Yes, it is, and the doubleheaders have not started yet for Michigan Tech basketball, so there's so much more concentration on each sport when you get a chance to go out and watch them, and we'll maybe have a chance to give away a couple of tickets for this weekend's games for Michigan Tech home basketball, but two exciting teams once again for Michigan Tech hoops. They're always right up there, and this year seems to be no exception.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw some good things. Obviously, both teams won their opener. The men's team beating Duluth 78-58 on last Saturday afternoon between football and hockey, and on a great triple header day for men's sports at home. We had wins by football, basketball, and hockey, all three on Saturday. So that was a lot of fun. And then the women's team, big win down at St. Paul against Concordia St. Paul. They won by two in their opening game. Maybe a little letdown in the second game. We'll talk to Coach Cameron here in a little bit and get her thoughts as they fell to Moorhead 68-63 on Saturday. So they're 1-1 coming home for their first home game. And I think both teams are going to be, obviously very good, different teams from what we've seen in the past. Obviously, both teams lost a very good senior player that they're trying to replace. And
one really tall and one really small.
Yeah, exactly. much different players that they lost, but at the same time, go-to players for each of those teams, so they need to replace those players, and I think they've got the talent to do it. It's just a matter of getting it done, and I think that's where maybe they're going to go through some growing pains as they kind of struggle through that and find out who that's going to be. But at the same time, I think both teams are going to be really good when it comes down to it, and be fun to see how they just kind of evolve over the season. And these early games are obviously important, just as important as the old later season ones for NCAA tournament birds and those type of things. So.
All right, very good. Well, we have a lot to talk about here today, so we'll be speaking of Michigan Tech men's basketball when we come back. It's all part of Huskies Drive Time, exclusively here on Mix 93.